This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
You start with the yeah, baby. 7 o'clock. It's beautiful outside right now. I mean, it's spectacularly beautiful right now.
It's supposed to be, what, 80 today? 84? It's
supposed to be 82.
Nice.
Partly to mostly cloudy, warm with low humidity, a low of 82. Then tonight, partly cloudy with an isolated late thunderstorm, low of 64. I got to go back for 1 second and ask you guys this. Because didn't it for the first, the last 4 days of May and the first 4 or 5 days of June, didn't it rain like every day?
Yeah, it felt like it.
I heard on the local news this morning we're going into a drought. How can it rain for 10 days and then you go into a drought?
Science.
It's all science's fault,
so,
is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that yellow grass in my front yard means that there's not going to be any water coming anytime soon. So
I don't really understand how could it rain for 10 days and then all of a sudden just dry up immediately?
Yeah, for how much we had this winter, yep. I mean, for all the snow we had, record snowfalls and then record rainfalls, and then all of a sudden they're just like, yeah, we're all out. What?
I get it.
I remember when must have been April that Chris was talking about how the mosquitoes were going to be so bad this year. And I thought, you're just being really negative right now. He couldn't have been more right. The mosquitoes this year, because of how wet it was.
Because of all the wetness.
Yeah, it's so bad. Because when I run on this trail, I can normally stop and it's no big deal. It's not like, you know, there's forest to the right and forest to the left. If I stop, I'm immediately swarmed with mosquitoes.
Is it because of your just deep, deep attraction that they have to you?
It's because I'm so sweet.
That's what it is. I knew it was something like that.
I'm just so damn sweet.
I don't think there's any getting around it. No question. So, yeah, partly to mostly sunny today. Warm with low humidity, though, with high of 82. Should be a gorgeous day today. Partly cloudy with an isolated late thunderstorm, low of 64. Then partial sun tomorrow. A few scattered showers. Not that big a deal. 78. And Sunday, mostly sunny, pleasant with a high of 74. Gorgeous, gorgeous weather. See, now next week it's going to be sunny every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 79, 85, 86, 87, sunny and warm. So we're going to be deep, deep in a drought within about 2 minutes.
But does that mean the ticks will also be affected? Because the ticks are insane this year.
That's what I've heard. I have not seen one myself, but I've heard they're pretty bad this year.
They're so bad. And I brought Murph in yesterday.
Do you think it's because the ticks have been watching the national news and watching all those bloodsuckers, so they were kind of fired up? What do you think?
That was impressive.
What do you think of that? So let's tie ticks in with politicians and news assholes.
No, let's not. Ticks are disgusting enough. We don't have to add that.
Why not? Let's gather them all together in one group.
So I've given my dogs the preventatives, you know, for Lyme's and all the ticks disease. And Murphy still had one of the tick diseases. And the vet said her dog is the same, is on all the preventatives and still got one of the. So ticks are really bad this year.
Do you think that Murphy goes out of his way to get things like just to get away from you?
Yeah. You saw Murph.
Murph.
Yeah, Murph.
I got two Murphys in my life now, you know.
I know.
One's a sheepdog. And your dog's, what kind of dog is that?
A golden retriever.
A golden retriever, that's right. I love those dogs.
I know.
Isn't he awfully big for a golden retriever?
Yeah, he's a big golden retriever.
I thought so,
but he's not, like, he's not chubby at all.
No.
He's just really tall. But yeah, he's at the vet too, man. Everyone's like, oh, does your dog hate the vet? And Murphy does not, because any attention is good attention, because he's like a pure, he's the most golden. So even if they're taking his temp and his butt, he's like, at least someone's touching me.
No, that's, here you go. Why did you, when you said that, he's not chubby, while you were looking at a picture of a disc jockey? Why'd you do that?
You know me, I love looking at pictures of disc jockeys in the morning.
350, 400 pounders, you like that?
Mommy like.
Now we're cooking with gas, man.
I love the way you fill out that hockey jersey in the morning. Yeah. Oh.
Did you guys ever work with a person you couldn't use the same chair as when you came into Studio A?
Yeah, Crisco from KS95.
Is that true? Christ,
no, he's 500 pounds.
Crisco is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's dropped a lot of weight. He has worked his ass up. There was a time where, because I worked with him for about 7 years, and there was a time where he was like, hey, man, I got to lose some weight. Can you help me? And I'm like, absolutely. I'm like, let's go down. We'll go to the grocery store. I'll show you what to buy. I was helping him out. It would last about 9 days, and then he'd go right back to his old eating habits. And after about the fifth time he asked me to help him lose weight, I just went, Dude, no more.
No more.
I can't. I can't keep helping you because I've tried and I waste my time and you go right back to your old habits. And then one day, just out of nowhere, like I hadn't seen him in like 9 months. And I ran into him and I'm like, you're a brand new person. And he's like, dude, you were right all those years. It's diet and exercise. There's no magic pill.
No.
There's nothing like that.
Well, there is now.
You have to eat right. Yeah, you're right. What is it?
Ozempic. Yeah.
Ozempic.
I'm like, dude, it's all it is. But yes, there were times where he would get out of a chair and I would sit down and it felt like I was sitting on hot rocks.
Oh, really? The chair
would be so hot.
Oh, I suppose,
because he's such a big guy,
I've never met him. I heard he's a pretty good guy.
We were just talking about him this morning, Brittany and I.
Oh, he is
one of the sweetest and best guys
you'll
ever
meet.
Yeah.
He raised a bunch of money for secondhand hounds when his black lab had passed.
Yeah.
And I volunteer a bunch at secondhand hounds. And so I was like, oh, he seems like such a nice guy. And Rudy just was like, he's great.
The best.
So here's the deal. I'm going to have to just... settle it up front and all the rest of it. Nicest guy you'd ever want to meet, but I'm sorry, Crisco. I took over the title when I came. Nobody's nicer than I am.
This
I just like to point
out. 1,000% true.
Right down the middle.
Always delightful. Yeah.
The only time I'm not delightful is when somebody doesn't do their job. Then I go from delightful to I'm going to shoot you in the head.
I love this idea, though. Your rage moment brought up something that might be useful. I don't know, though, because it has to be an amazing one. But you said, I need to get an assistant.
I do.
If you got a good assistant, it'd be amazing. But if you got a not amazing assistant, I could imagine it being terrible.
I already have you.
I'm not your assistant.
You're a horrible assistant. I'd like to point it out.
Yes, because I am not your assistant.
No, I've decided that you
no,
are.
No, please no.
And therefore.
Please no. I choose death.
You know, when I literally got settled in last night, I had worked 14 hours.
Okay,
and when you're my assistant now, I'm going to call you every hour and go,
no.
Okay, I just met with so-and-so. I met with so-and-so.
No.
Yep, it's how it's going to work for me.
No, I'm off the grid, bro.
I'm off the grid.
I take this watch off. I chuck my phone.
One thing I would say in Crisco's defense of being, some of it is genetic, of course.
Of course.
Some of it is.
Yeah.
But also, there are always, and I'm not pointing this out for him, I'm pointing it out for me, there are also deep-seated emotional problems.
Absolutely.
1,000%.
No
because
question.
If you met Crisco when he worked at KDWB, he was a big dude. He rolled about maybe 250, 260 after his father passed away.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it happened.
There you go.
Just ate his feelings. Absolutely.
Yep. It's not a surprise at all.
No.
And for me, it was the opposite. I gained weight when my dad came back home for an hour.
There you go.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, because I at one time, well, I did the power lifter deal, but then when I stopped, it all basically, doesn't turn. Everybody goes, oh, his muscle turned to fat. No, it didn't.
That's impressive.
Yeah. That's a different, a muscle can turn to fat. That's not easy to do.
That is impressive.
That does not surprise me. That all started when he lost his dad. Doesn't surprise me at all.
That body type thing is rough because the realization I had tiny little friends growing up, and all I wanted to be was tiny like them. But I've always been this tall. I've always had big shoulders. The realization that I will never be a size zero when, like, Paris Hilton was everywhere and all these little, skeletons. But that's what I saw constantly.
Ish.
And so I was like, that realization was so painful that, like, my smallest is maybe a 4 or 6. But all I wanted to be was, like, my little friends with their little belly button ring.
Let me ask you a question. Why is it with human beings? I'm too big. I'm too small.
I know.
I'm too wide. I'm too this. Nobody's ever right.
No, I know.
You are who you are. Who gives a rat's ass?
It's really weird. I've actually been less critical on my body ever since having the baby. And I've never had such a weird body. And I don't mean it in a negative, but, like, different in, like, different things. But I think my perspective has changed so much that I find myself, I'm not like, I have to get to a certain size to wear this or this or that.
As long as you're healthy, you don't.
Energy, I want energy, and I want to feel like I can pick up my daughter and move and go do a bunch of stuff.
Well, there you go. You got it covered.
Yeah.
But no abs wouldn't be bad.
Abs would be amazing.
Yeah, do and some
also,
ab work.
Also,
know.
I'm going to do spray-on abs next year. Just
oh, you got those?
Fold
yeah.
it up.
So that's a good look, by the way. Those spray-on abs that look really nice.
Just don't put the heat too much up in here. Just my abs melting away.
Well, first of all, you look like a turtle, for Christ's sake. That whole ab thing looked like it's the bottom of a turtle.
Yeah.
What the hell is that now? So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what maybe we should understand. And I bring this up because now... and I don't have a side in this. I'll tell you again. Everybody always thinks I'm this, I'm that. Everybody thinks they know what I think about everything. right?
Yeah.
We're going through a situation now. There is a possibility we might have the most horrible group of people that want to be president in this country's history. I'm sure there have been horrible presidents in the past, don't get me wrong. But now we've had a federally indicted president. We're probably about to have two indicted presidents. You really think that's good for this country at this particular time to indict a former or current president? Do you think it looks good to other countries and all we do from either side is beat the piss out of the former or the current president? Is that a good idea?
I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, so you want the country to fall to shit. That's okay
no,
with you.
No, I mean, yeah, obviously.
So more you now. You want to sit around on a couch on your ass and watch TV. Is that what you're saying?
I don't want to do that.
That's what you do.
That's what I do.
That's what I'm saying.
Obviously.
I can't have any decent people getting in my way.
Obviously, yeah, the indictment is the thing that's preventing me from sitting on the couch.
No, I'm just saying it doesn't look good to other countries as far as our strength is concerned. It's no yeah. wonder we've fallen way off the radar as far as a strong country to other people.
Yeah.
All we do is beat the piss out of each other very publicly. That is not good in the world view, right?
Agreed.
Do you see anybody in China beating on Xi Jinping? No, you don't. There's no doubt about that.
My coverage of China is limited, though. I don't know.
So you don't pay attention at all, do you?
You told me that you're not supposed to pay attention.
I didn't tell you that.
You're in big trouble, mister.
I'm in big trouble.
I'm going to message Catherine right now.
Okay, and what are you going to tell her?
I'm going to say, Tom's grounded.
Tommy's been watching the news again, Catherine.
I literally, by mistake, I turned on the TV today and it was on the news channel. Because I watch Channel 5 in the morning, right? But it was on, I think it was on CNN, I think. CNN or Fox, they're the same thing. It's just 180 degrees apart, but they're exactly the same thing. Which is really weird to watch. I mean, you can go, the one thing I don't mind still doing, and I only do it for about a minute apiece, is I will go to like CNN, watch it for a minute, and then I will predict what they're going to say on Fox, or I'll watch Fox first, and then I predict what they're going to say on, because whatever you're doing, I'm going to do 180 degrees the opposite.
Yeah.
And it's all to get ratings. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all to make money. It's not about bringing you the news, trying to bring you up to date, educating you. It's about them making money. That's all it is. So blow them off.
So you agree that my tactic is great?
No, you just have no knowledge of anything is the problem.
That's not true.
Do
I have
the
like,
ABCs for me. See?
Do you want me to start at the A or should I
no.
skip around?
No, once you start, we always start like an L.
LJTB.
Oh, she just went LGBTQ. Did you hear that?
No, I just picked a bunch of
no,
letters.
You just, play it back.
That's because it is the month of June. It is Gay Pride Month.
It is Gay Pride
Month.
So yes, month yeah. Hey, speaking of that, by the way, it makes me very, very sad. They're talking about moving all the gay festivities out of Loring Park because it's not big enough now.
Well,
I guess good for them.
It's bigger, yeah.
Pride Fest, yeah.
But Pride is so fun, you guys, especially back when I used to drink. Pride is so fun.
So what do you do in Pride?
You go get wasted. You wear whatever you want because nobody cares. It's like Vegas.
So I've lived Pride my whole life and
absolutely.
Didn't even know it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, you like shit and drink like a fish.
It was, I loved Pride. Oh, I loved
so
it.
So what
but
do
I
they do?
Always,
is it,
but
is
I'd
it
always
a carnival?
Get so wasted and then fall asleep at like 2 in the afternoon, wake up at 4, miserable. Like
yeah.
your hangover would kick in at that time.
So what do you do at Pride? Is it like a festival kind of
yes.
deal? There are rides and all that stuff?
No. There's a big parade and then the parade is pretty fun. I once went to a gym called The Firm and they had a parade where we practiced.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, we practiced a dance in one of the workout classes, and so we got to do a dance for our whole for our float, which was super fun.
Right.
It's just fun. It's just, and especially for people, I think, you know, people who just came out or young gays who are trying to kind of figure out their place in this world. It's just a very much so, this is a time where there's going to be no judgment at all.
I'll tell you, I was very confused at 11 years old, as I've told you before, because I did not know. You know, you get these feelings in your head. And therefore, see, I've never had a problem with you are who you are. Because I learned about my attraction to women because it all of a sudden just popped into my head one day.
Yeah.
Right? I remember sitting on a brick wall on Russell Avenue North, and all of a sudden it was like, I started trying to picture what a vagina looked like because I had heard of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is a true story. I'm not kidding you. I pictured a penis with a very large opening at the end of it.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry for you.
I'm just, because yeah. It would be kind of like putting a gun in a holster.
Yeah, then. It'd be like a tunnel.
Yeah, it'd be like putting your wiener in a tunnel. That's exactly right. So I think my design of humans was better than God's. What do you think?
Well, they have that. You can buy that.
Oh, you can buy that?
A fleshlight.
Oh, that's right, a fleshlight. I forgot. I've never seen one of those. You ever seen one?
Unfortunately, I have.
they're fine. They're all right.
They're dishwasher safe.
Yeah.
When you don't have a dishwasher in Kuwait or Iraq, that means...
Yeah. When Kinley was like maybe 4 years old, we brought her down to Pride. Me and the family, we all went down. Kinley was in a stroller, and there was a guy who walked by. He was this super cut black guy, like maybe about 6 feet tall, super good looking, in great shape, leather bikini briefs on,
yep,
with a cape and roller skates.
Well, of course
he
did.
That's all he had on. And as he walked by, he's definitely a guy who like was getting a lot of attention. And my daughter looked up and pointed and went, "Batman."
Well, yep. It is Batman.
Yep.
Absolutely right.
That's correct, Kinley.
Right. Yep. Kinley, you're absolutely right. That was
Batman.
Can't
wait to see that sequel.
No doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's so cute.
So we'll, we'll figure the world out sooner or later, don't you think?
Yeah.
But I am really glad Catherine got me away from watching the national news, because the 1 or 2 minutes that I do watch in the morning, it's all hatred, all of it. I hate your side, you hate my side, let's make money off of hating one another.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It is.
You're disgusting human beings, is all I have to say. You sit there in front of a camera and lie to the people to make money. See, I tell the truth, and that's why I get fired all the time.
Yeah.
That's very true. I've been fired for telling the truth many times.
But you did have a job for a long time, so we're proud of you.
Yeah. My back still hurts from carrying that shit all. But
I was on your back, too, going, work harder.
What do you mean you were on my back? What the hell is that?
I'm not
going to
be your assistant, so you need to figure
that
out.
Oh, yes, you
no,
are.
No, I am
no,
not.
Boy,
I am literally not.
You're not going to come in here and read your stuff and sit there on your ass and do nothing all day.
I look at cats. All the time,
okay,
here.
Not happening anymore.
I need to. That's in my contract that I get to look at cats.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I don't even know if I have a contract, but
I don't either.
Like a post-it note I signed at some point.
I do have a contract. That's right, because I'm a partner in this.
We get it. You're more important than us.
And that's not what I'm saying. Is I didn't realize I had a contract till just now.
I've been keeping a diary lately, and I'm going to write that you're more important than
us. A diary. Yeah. I was boring again.
Dear diary, I'm not even consistent. The last time I wrote it was Tuesday.
You know the first thing I would write in your diary if I wrote in your diary?
What would be the first thing you'd write?
I'd say, ladies and gentlemen, I just discovered something today. It is June 9th, 2023. I just discovered that I talk so loud, I don't even need a microphone.
You're welcome.
Why don't you put that in there?
Writing, dear diary, Tom's a dick.
Well, that's already in there about 5,000 times.
Yeah, copy paste.
Look at that. It's there about 10
over
times
and
already.
Over and over.
What an asshole. It all works out in the end. That's all I have to say. Oh, how are we doing on the 15,000? Do you know? Have you checked?
Oh, yeah. I haven't checked today.
Okay. Oh, why don't you do that? Because we got to go to break in a second. But I just want to make sure that everybody... I have had people come up to me on the street and go, hey, I donated some money, man. I wanted you to know you guys inspired me, and I donated money, which was very nice. Don't you think?
It's amazing.
It is wonderful.
Okay, we are at 11,775. We are so close to the goal.
11,775.
Yep, and their goal is 15,000. So
it's about $3,000.
Yeah, I think.
Correct.
They're going to hit their goal for sure.
Well, we could help them.
Okay, but first we have to you can't give it away. You have to go are we going to hit the goal? It's very exciting.
Oh, so you don't want to just take care of people, you'd rather try to hit goals.
I already donated.
So me, I did too. You did?
Yeah. But
yeah,
I didn't.
But did you use my card?
Yeah.
I knew that's what happened. I knew it popped up on there.
So you also got a bunch of shoes that you bought as well on my computer. That fit me for weird reasons.
Are you being a smart ass now?
Yeah.
Because I just got...
Oh, yeah, I know. I actually do... Wait,
you've
by
seen
law...
You've seen my shoes?
Okay, by law, I just want to note, I do not have your credit card saved, and I've never used it for anything except things that you've asked me to buy.
I am not kidding, and I did not know this until recently when Catherine may have pointed it out to me.
Hmm.
When you count tennis shoes and regular shoes and boots and all that stuff, I literally have over 50 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, I could see that.
And some of them I've never worn. Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
People give you stuff, and then you forget they're in there, and you never I guess they're wearing those.
Dude, running shoes are expensive.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. They definitely are. So $11,750, you said?
Yeah, we're...
Okay, we're going to get there.
Yeah.
We guarantee on the show that we'll get there, as a matter of fact. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back in a couple minutes. Some great stuff coming up later on this morning. Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, the smoothest, and the coolest pillow you will ever own. I use them. Been using them for years. You know that. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer with promo code TOM. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code TOM or call 800-516-5146 to get your MyPillow 2.0s now.
This is Bob Sansevier, and I want to tell you about Dave Bialki from Bialki Law. Dave represented my wife, Mary, when she had a significant workplace injury. She was very happy with the job Dave did. If you have a work-related injury and have Dave represent you, I'm betting you'll be happy too. Dave is a down-to-earth guy. He grew up in northern Minnesota, rides a Harley, and worked various jobs doing concrete, electrical, plumbing, roofing, and carpentry work. Dave works for people with work-related injuries. If you work construction, or anywhere for that matter, and you're hurt or even just hurting, you should talk to Dave. Let's face it, our bodies wear out. If your body is worn out from work, if your knees or back or shoulders hurt from things you do at work, do what Mary did. Call Dave and talk to him about it at Bialki Law to set up a free initial consultation. The number to call is 763-571-2410. That's 763-571-2410. Or visit BialkiLaw.com. That's BialkiLaw.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
It is indeed. Do I have to put up with Sanny today? The orb? Oh, he doesn't even respond. We got the big echo. Oh, there it's gone. Now it's good.
Got it.
Sanny, what are you doing?
I'm watching Brittany. She's all dolled up. What happened? What's the big deal?
Oh. What happened?
That's, thank you.
You look good. What happened? That's real nice. Real nice, Bob.
I don't know. I appreciate it. I'm going to say thank you, even though it was the weirdest. But I feel pretty, yeah, that's all I got.
I feel like pretty, yeah.
I don't know how to respond, because it's not a big outfit. It's a skirt. I just happen to have a skirt on.
What's a skirt?
A skirt is shorts and skirt combined. It's like...
Oh, so they're shorts, but they're bigger in the leg or something?
Yeah, like, you know, the running skirt I wore yesterday was a skirt.
I thought there was a cheerleader deal.
No, I don't know... That was actually technically a tennis skirt, but they usually have shorts underneath.
With the skirt, if you bend over, you really can't see anything, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. There's like shorts in there.
I'm wearing them right now, Bob.
Your skirts?
Imagine me in a pair of skirts. Or are they? They just be a skirt, not a pair of skirts. But it's a pair of shorts. Why is it a pair of shorts if there's only one of them?
That's two legs.
I guess both legs. All right, Sandy, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Sansevier Sports. Brought to you by Bielke Law Firm, Heard at Work. Dave Bielke goes to work for you, taking care of your workers' comp injury claims and denials. Go to BIALKELaw.com. Tell him Bob and Tom sent you. And by the way, I've known Dave Bielke for years and years. He's a huge supporter. So get off your ass and go use, because he does great work too, by the way.
He's the best.
Indeed. Now, who's not the best is Sandy with the sports. No, wait a minute. What's up, Sandy?
Well, let's get them out of the way because we got to talk about Dalvin Cook. Your Twins.
I can't take it anymore.
Oh, my God. Tom, they're 1.5 up on Cleveland. They'd be 14 out in the East.
I know, 14
tie
out.
Tie for last. They're under 500 now.
They're terrible.
Losers of five straight. 31-32, 7 runs in the last 6 games.
I know, Bob. It's just.
Can you be more pathetic?
I think your cousin Rocco's got to go. Does he even know what the hell he's doing?
The big thing is, well, it's a combination of things, but there's no hitting, obviously. I mean, they've got these guys, Buxton's hurt, yeah. And I mean, the people are hurt, and Correa, you know, he got the money, but he's not producing in any way. I don't understand this team.
I don't either, Bob. I'd love to understand this team, but I got no idea what the hell they're doing. I really do not understand what the hell they're doing. Do you? Is anybody? No,
you're under 500, but how bad, pathetic is that division? You're under 500 and you're up by a game and a half, and you've lost 5 straight.
That's pretty bad. You're absolutely right.
Jeez. But the big news in town is the Vikings. They still may try to make a trade, but if you're another team, why trade for him if you know he's going to be on the open market? The Vikings will wind up releasing him today, save over $9 million in cap room. And I would guess his agents already got another team lined up for him.
Bob, what happened to him? He was so good, and then he just hit the wall. What happened?
Well, Tom, a lot of these guys, I mean, if you take a look at the average career for a running back, it isn't at 4 to 5 year age.
Yeah,
they get beat up.
True.
Now, he had he had shoulder issues that they claim are gone because he's had surgery done. But they do get beat up, and no team really wants to take on a contract like that. He'd have to redo a deal. And if he goes as a free agent, it will be a new deal for him.
You know, it's really weird, Sandy. I just realized this just now. I didn't think of it because there's no reason to. But back when I was a young man in my 20s, 30s, whatever, I could pick out every baseball, football, basketball, and hockey player if they were walking down the street. If Dalvin Cook walked down the street, I would have no idea that was him. I could not pick out one Viking, including the starting quarterback, if I ran into him on the street. I don't even know what the hell he looked like anymore.
Well, you'd pick out Cousins. You saw him in an airport in Florida, right?
No, it was at the next table over at a restaurant.
Oh, at a restaurant.
And
I mean, you picked him out.
That's true. I did pick him out. You're right.
I mean, he's very, his photo is everywhere in Minnesota, so you see him a lot. Maybe you don't see a lot of photos of Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
And to give you a heads up, Tom, Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies is the one waving the gun around.
Ja Morant. How many people has he killed?
Zero so far.
So far. Okay,
so
good.
Far.
Glad
I'm just saying that, because he's in trouble again.
Again. Pulled a gun on somebody.
He didn't pull a gun on somebody, but basically the NBA told him, hey, stop going on Instagram Live and flashing guns around. Like, you're the next face of the NBA. Stop it. And then, I don't know, was it about a week ago or something? He was driving in a car, and the guy driving the car went on Instagram Live, and Ja had a gun in his hand, and you can hear the guy, move the camera, and it shows Ja with the gun in his hand, and the guy goes, whoa, and then he pulls it back, and then the Instagram Live ends. And
why would he do that?
You have $500 million on the line.
Right.
All you have to do is just keep your nose clean for a couple of years, and you can walk out of there one of the richest men on the planet. And some people just cannot stay out of trouble. What was the name of the quarterback from, was it Cleveland or Cincinnati? The blonde-haired guy who just could not stay out of trouble.
Oh, Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, Ryan Leaf, another one.
Oh, God, yeah, he was.
Just like, all you got to do is stop going through people's medicine cabinets at open houses and stealing their pills. That's all you have to do. And he just could not do it.
Well, you know, Mike Lynn, Tom, you remember him, used to be the GM of the Vikings.
Certainly.
He nailed it back in the 80s. It's a really, it's a bad intoxicant for these players. When you combine money, fame, and youth.
Sure.
I mean, it's tough for a lot of these guys to handle it. Because they all think they're invincible.
I have a question.
They all think that, and they're told they're invincible since they're at a young age.
Mm-hmm. But I have a question for you. Isn't the overriding, I mean, way over the top evidence, these people are dumber than a son of a bitch. Everyone, they're morons. I'm sorry, but it's true. That guy's an idiot.
Sure.
You cannot get past stupidity if you constantly are doing the things you're not supposed to do, and you may have to walk away from $500 million. How dumb are you?
Yeah, ego gets in the way every single time.
It's very true.
Yeah,
but
well, I mean, I guess you can go into any business, but any locker room, you're going to find some guys that just, it's amazing how they put one foot in front of the other. One of the best instances of dumb. This goes back years, but when I covered the Giants, when I worked for the AP back in Jersey, they told the story of a running back. And they're watching him at practice, and one of the guys goes, that guy could be all pro if we were allowed to put arrows on the asses of all the linemen so he knew where to go.
That's a great line. And it's true, by the way.
Yeah. And then, oh, this is the same guy. He couldn't figure out because they had to they took a bus from, you know, New York is right. It's not far from Philadelphia. Took a bus ride to Philadelphia. He did not understand when they went to see the Falcon or play the Falcons, why they flew. He goes, why are we flying? We're just going to Atlanta City.
Atlanta City, yes.
He knew that Atlantic City was not that far from Philly. He knew that much, but he couldn't figure out why they're flying to Atlanta City.
Atlanta City.
Oh, my God.
That's how stupid. So, yeah. I would tell you, don't you think about 90% of people in the world are that dumb?
Yes.
I do. I really do. About 90% are dumber than hell, and that's why the world is in the position it's in. Because they're very easy to talk into things like one candidate's better than the other, things like that, when they're the same piece of turd that they've always been.
Well,
but whatever.
Whatever is right. I am looking forward to this presidential cycle, though, because it's going to be interesting.
God, Bob. So what, you know, I don't want to get deeply into these federal charges. I don't know anything about this. And first time a president has ever been indicted federally and now they're going to try to indict the current president. It's like, oh, my God. Nice job running the country from both sides. Let me just point that out. All you two do is go at each other, and you let the country fall to crap. Thank you.
I don't know that either one. I mean, I think it'd be best for the country if neither one runs against the other.
I agree.
And I'm becoming a big fan of RFK Jr.
You know what? I would not disagree with that, Bob. I kind of like him. I really do.
He's not, he's never held office, which is not a bad thing.
Right.
And, you know, some people say, he has something wrong with his voice. Have you heard him?
Yeah, absolutely he does. So
it
what?
Almost sounds like it sounds like he's nervous, but he's not.
Bob.
It's a malady that he has.
Bob, you can't bring that up in front of Brittany because she's got that horrible thing with her voice, you know.
It's just my voice.
It's just my voice.
It's just unfortunate.
Uncle Tommy.
It's just, why would I try to go into broadcasting? It's the worst. Even my husband just flinches when I talk.
Yeah, you should hear Brittany's real voice, by the way, folks. This is how she actually talks.
Hey, honey.
That's actually accurate to how I talk on this show as well.
Oh, is it?
Hey, Tom, I don't have anything put together. What should I do? Hey, Tom, wake me up in hour three.
Give you a heads up when the show's done. Put my body.
That's how go-go came around. Awesome. Stop talking. Let's make a baby.
Ooh, wait a minute. I heard something in the background. What was that?
Sorry. Yeah, here you go.
I'm so excited to go out to the strip club. It's going to be awesome. I love it.
When did you cut that?
That's not me. I know it sounds like me, but Rudy has been using AI. Bob, it's bad. I got to get a little cover for my camera because I got conspiracies left and right as well.
Bob's got one.
I know.
See?
So you're good to go.
Bob,
you could be Orb too.
I'm talking for you now.
We got to have a little on-show conference here.
We do? Okay.
Yeah. Right. So I've been talking to all the bosses, and me and Rudy feel...
Bosses?
Mm-hmm. We feel like you really dropped the ball on Monday with the Orb predictions. We're going to ask you to step up on Monday. I'll reach out.
Okay. Well, was one of them that you'd be really annoying on Friday? I think it was.
Is that a prediction?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of them was I was going to touch my face. Like,
She's purposely not putting her head in her hand like she does every other moment.
Oh,
well,
like she's going to fall asleep? You mean that deal?
No.
Yeah.
When you do this deal?
So I sit here respectfully listening to you guys talk about sports. But I'm telling you, we need you to step on Monday. I'm going to give you a call this weekend. We're going to talk about your predictions. They were terrible. You obviously didn't do the homework, and we could tell. And we have strong feelings about it.
I love it.
My God, she gets cocky when she's gussied up.
Gussied up.
Well, she got that nice sweater on. Wait, is that a sweater?
Can you tell me that you are receiving this message?
Am I receiving what message?
This that I'm conveying is that I need you to step up for the predictions on Monday.
I'm sorry, when you talk, I have to block it out because it hurts.
Okay. All right. You know what?
What a crew.
Game on, Bob.
What a crew. Game on. That's all I got to say. It's magnificent, isn't it?
Yes. And she's all whipped up.
You know what's amazing about this? After listening to this conversation, I'm sitting here thinking, and this crew is like the least bunch of assholes I've ever worked with.
Yeah,
what does that tell
because
you?
Because I mean, just because we're not assholes doesn't mean we're not dumb.
Well,
I mean,
that's true. It's a good point.
Walking around being idiots.
That's a very good point, actually. Yeah. All right, Sandy, what else you got, Palomino?
Well, just one thing about Danielle Hunter. I mean, his could go. They have not re-signed him. He wants a new deal. He'll hold out. He wants, there's rumblings. He wants to get traded, too. He's one they need to hold on to. They got to find out a way to pay him. Justin Jefferson will make the huge dough. He'll likely get a deal that'll make him the highest paid non-quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
And they got TJ Hawkinson. They got to pay him too, which is at the root of why Dalvin Cook is going to be released. And I also think you don't release him if you think he really can be very productive. When they look at Alexander Mattison, and whenever Madison came in for Cook, there was no drop off, really. I mean, he put together some real good games for them.
Yep, he did. You're right.
And there's places where Dalvin could go and he could be terrific, and Vikings fans will say, why did we get rid of him? Well, I mean, he hasn't been terrific. He's been good, but he has not been that elite back, and I've not understood why he hasn't been a bigger part of the passing game, because everything I've heard is he can catch the ball, but if he could, he would be catching a lot more passes with the Vikings.
So right.
We'll see what it winds up. Best landing spot, if they could afford him, would be Kansas City, because he'd be a great complement to this Isaiah Pacheco.
I love that town anyway, man. Kansas City's a great town.
Well, you and I remember we flew there and had some barbecue. That was fun.
I definitely remember when we did that, Bob.
Where'd you guys eat at? Do you remember?
We went to Arthur O'Brien's, did we not?
What's the other one?
The other one is called, damn it, it was just in my head, and now it's gone. So it's one short word. Gates.
Because I don't remember.
Gates Barbie.
Gates. We went to Gates. It wasn't Arthur Brown.
Yep, it was.
They yell at you?
And I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
I remember the food was good. And also the look on the faces of the guys, I think it was Western Auto you were doing it for, when you did it in one take and said, let's go.
Because
they just, you could tell they want to say, no, we need to change it. But it was a great read. And we were sitting down eating in no time. And then that's when I realized, as we flew, I looked down, I said, Tom, we're infested with forestation. When people were talking about, save the forest.
Oh, God,
there's plenty of forest out there.
Got a lot of forest, man. There's no question about it. You want to say hello to Kristen real quickly before you go, Bob?
The best ever?
The best ever, best of all time. Your signal's breaking up, Bob, by the way. I don't know why, but it's breaking up.
Yeah, Bob.
Mine is. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Brittany, I'll work on that.
Step
all right?
That. I got a lot of notes. I'll reach out to you this weekend. Just
okay,
be ready.
You do that.
Be ready to receive.
Okay, here. Bob, Brittany on Monday will not be so gussied up.
You never know.
Because I don't think.
Gussied up? I have a skirt on. Your standards are low, and I like it.
And look at Kristen. She washed her hair.
Oh, my God. He's after everybody today.
That's impressive.
Jesus. I didn't wash my hair. That's the amazing thing.
Oh, wow. That's very impressive.
This is two-day hair.
Sandy, I got to say something here, and you can't take this personally because it was directed very specifically.
Yeah.
I had a little meeting. Well, as a matter of fact, I had a 14-hour day yesterday. I was busting my ass 14 hours. And at one of the meetings, I got to hear for about 5 minutes. maybe longer than 5 minutes, about how phenomenal Kristen Bird is. Why do I have to hear that?
That's annoying.
Because it's true.
That's annoying. Well, that's annoying. Seriously, they were going on and on about you, sister. It's unbelievable. And they were shocked that I had no idea what you looked like. It's like, how?
You know what I look like now.
Well, now I know what you look like, but I didn't for 11 years. I had no idea what you looked like, which I guess is pretty odd, isn't it?
It's, well, we can blame some of it on a pandemic, so.
But I got to be honest with you. I do, and I try to report that all the time. I mean, I know you guys don't because you're lame. But I hear good things about each one of you throughout every week. A lot of people come up and talk about how much they love the show and here's why and this part and that part and this person's great. And then I pass it along to you guys. But then I sit at my desk and I hear.
Wait a minute. That's what before I go.
Crickets.
Brittany and I get kudos too?
No.
Yes, you do. You
Stop
both
it.
Do.
Not you and I, Bob. We are the worst.
No.
And I said, get
We're
back in the mental institution, sir.
All right, we'll see you Monday, Brittany. I'll bring my I'll try to bring my C game or D game. I'll bring it up from the F and G.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Again, I'll provide you with notes.
All right,
I'll wash my hair. No,
yeah,
don't do that. That's terrible. I would never.
It looks washed now. Leave it. All right, bye.
We'll start going over
the
top.
Bye, Bob. Love you.
Jesus. When you and Sandy are on together, it's really hard to get a word in edgewise. Really difficult.
Why put it in edgewise? Put it in flat.
He was talking to Kristen.
There's no room, believe me. Yeah, that's right. He was talking to Kristen. That's exactly right. Forget about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Sands for your sports brought to you by Bielke Law Firm. Heard at work. Dave Bielke goes to work for you, taking care of your workers' comp injury claims and denials. Go to BIALKELaw.com. Tell them Bob and Tom sent you. Bielke Law Firm, ladies and gentlemen, bringing you Sandy. And now, with clean hair, according to Bob Sansevier, Kristen Bird. Well, your hair looks good every day. What is he talking about? Does he think you
don't
wash your hair? It's ridiculous.
I'm going to start showing up on Mondays and Fridays with greasy hair.
You should put it up in like one of those do-rags. That'd be a good look.
For a guy who's an orb, he talks a lot of shit about people's looks.
Yeah.
Have you met? Oh, you've met Bob, yeah.
Yeah.
Bob is not exactly stepping it up in the looks department, all right?
Oh, my God. What a personal attack.
He could be in his underwear for all we know.
He probably is. Yeah. He literally married a beauty queen, and I still am trying to figure out how he got married to marry him. It's wild.
I will tell you something, and don't you ever repeat this to her.
Okay.
Your whole life.
I will never.
When Sandy and his wife get together with Catherine and me.
Oh, I can't. I bet it's so
the two women stand there and look at Bob and me, and I know what they're saying.
Yeah.
So shut up over there.
Yeah.
You heard me.
I'll be quiet because I can't add to this in a positive manner.
God, Mary, Catherine, what were you thinking? Yeah, it's great. Thank you so much. Does your husband do that? Does your husband acknowledge the fact that you're far too good for him?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, sister.
Me? Yes, he knows that. He married up, yeah.
Oh, God. That took a long time to get that out of you. Boy, I really had to pull hard to get that out of her.
I knew you were talking to me because Justin is definitely the more appealing. Justin is.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. He's like lovely and nice and super cute. Yeah, no.
Got no personality at all, though.
Yeah, okay.
She just looked at me with an evil eye. You should have seen the evil eye I just got, Kristen. It was magnificent.
Kristen, how did you meet your husband?
My husband?
Mm-hmm.
What about him?
I said, how did you meet your husband?
Well, how did I meet him? Oh, well, that's a story. The short story, because we could be here all day. We were introduced to each other via my ex-boyfriend.
What?
Yes.
You trying to get rid of you?
No.
Hey, why'd you go out with him?
No. My ex-boyfriend and I were exes at that point.
Okay.
Oh,
we were co-hosting a show together, and my ex-boyfriend had worked with Bill on another project and said, you guys should date. I think you guys would get along. So we exchanged numbers in 2006 and didn't call each other. And then in 2011, I went to see a show that my husband happened to be starring in because he was playing Ricky Ricardo in
Isla Lucy Live.
So
you were married at the time?
And I took a photo of the program and sent it to my ex-boyfriend. I was like, isn't that the guy you wanted me to date 5 years ago? And he's like, yes, and you guys should still date. So I went backstage and we exchanged numbers again and he asked me out that night.
Oh, that is cute.
You said my husband, but you meant he would be your husband someday.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because exactly. I thought you meant. And my husband told me, he's like, how many times have you been married? About seven?
I've only been married once.
For now.
Me too.
And counting.
This is it. I say this is it.
Man,
this is my marriage.
Hollywood is
it.
So crazy. Because, like, I'm from a small town, and we have a saying back in Hibbing, which is, you don't get a girlfriend, you just get your turn. And
oh, well.
I feel like you guys should be past that. Like, you should, there shouldn't be ex-boyfriends introducing you to future husbands. I feel like Hollywood, there's so many chance meetings with so many people. There's 30 million people in L.A.
Yeah, we ran in a small circle at the time, I think. And, but I mean, he's still a good friend. He's married as well. So we're all friends.
That's good.
And now he has the bragging rights of like introducing me to my husband.
Oh, God, here we go. Oh, I thought you said the bragging rights of just knowing you. Is that what you were going
to
say?
No, introducing me to my husband.
Liar.
I'm like, he teases me every single day. He's not going to sit there and be like, he gets to know me. He doesn't care.
Should we do our usual deal, take our break here, and then come back with Chris, and then she can stay on as long as she wants?
Yeah, we can do that if you want.
I love that.
It's up to you.
That was a magnificent idea.
It does say Tom Bernard on the logo, so if you want to do that, you should.
Why does mine just say asshole?
Sorry, that was my copy. I'll take the heck out of here.
That was your copy. Somebody gave it to me by accident.
My bad.
We'll be right back with Kristen Burt, ladies and gentlemen, who apparently everyone in Hollywood wants to marry. We didn't know that till this morning, but now we know.
Nobody wants to marry. It took me forever to get married.
Humility, that's a good thing. It is a wonderful thing. This is Tommy B for our new advertiser, Niemeyer Trailer Sales. It's been a part of Minnesota since 1965, baby. The Beatles and Niemeyer. 64 and 65. What do you think of that?
Yeah, baby.
The name says it all. They are family. If you want to take your passion on the road and make memories camping wherever you want, and who doesn't want to do that? No motors, but pulled trailer RVs. Go to Niemeyer Trailer Sales. Father Jim Sr. started the business, and now brother and sister team. Tim and Lisa handle Albertville, and Jim Jr. at the helm in Elko, New Market. The best name in non-motorized RVs with great deals on the best brands like Rockwood and Northwood. Niemeyer Trailer Sales truly out-services their competition with personable employees, often sons and daughters of this third-generation family-owned business, who simply do what they say they will do every time because their names are on the building. That's why. And with a huge selection of RV services, service pros, as a matter of fact, you will leave satisfied no matter what you're looking for. Take care of every memory maker. I mean customers that comes in, memory maker, customer, you know what I'm saying. In their Albertville or Elko New Market location, head to NIEMEYERS.com and put your passion on the road, Niemeyer Trailer Sales.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, president at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Mike Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a community bank based right here in the Twin Cities, we believe in taking the time to get to know our customers and their businesses.
And part of that is hiring and cultivating a team of experienced lenders. When your business banks with us, you're not training in a new, inexperienced banker.
In fact, our bankers have worked with many of the same customers for years, earning their trust. We get to know you and your business, and you get to know and rely upon us.
When your business is looking to capitalize on an opportunity or solve a problem, we'll be here to help you.
Tom here. I know Brad and Mike, and I trust that with my banking, they've personally delivered on everything they've just said. So why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Chris, and I need your help with something. You have to be the head judge in this call.
Okay.
Okay. So we've been together doing the show now, I believe we're a couple of weeks short of 3 months. Is that correct?
Since we started in February.
February 23rd, I think. Is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got March, April, May.
Yeah, yeah.
You got 3 months, got coming up on 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I just went and got a soda out of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And three times now I've gone to the store and I picked up a bunch of stuff and filled up the refrigerator. So now I've decided, because it's empty yet again.
Yeah.
That I'll pay for it, but I ain't going to go pick it up anymore. If you're going to drink it all of you, I'll buy it, you go get it. That's fair.
That's
and that
fair.
Goes to the family, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Why don't you have it delivered?
Water?
Yeah.
Have water delivered?
Yeah.
It's like hint.
I do add things to the fridge, but I add these things. Yeah, I don't drink. Great. I don't drink yours. I only drank it when you were out of town.
Yeah, you stole all of mine.
That
when
was,
you know, I was out of town. No, it was
1.5 times because my friend took one, so I'm only taking half credit for that.
It was like a case and a half, is what it was.
But I, as much as I would love to drink Diet Pepsi in the morning, I do not.
You can't do it.
No, I would.
I
love
have to. I need caffeine, man.
I have one in my fridge as an emergency currently right now.
It's an emergency.
But I can't sustain that lifestyle, sir.
Okay, so we got to set up a system. Because I'll pay for it, but I'm not going to get it anymore.
Are that, doesn't Melissa do all that? Or no, did I make that up?
No, not that I know of.
I usually see
Costco can just deliver to your studio. Yeah. I don't understand.
Andy's that. What are these?
Yeah, I see Andy walking in here all the time with giant bags of, you know, either Costco or Sam's yeah. Club or something. Yeah, so he's on top of that.
Well,
like
we need some help from the
Costco
crew.
Costco order, and they deliver to your studio, and no one has to do any work.
Okay. I love that.
Okay, so Brittany should set that up because she has to do something on the show, don't you think?
Oh, my God.
She should contribute,
Kristen,
don't you think?
He's trying to get me to have more jobs. You
I
know
am.
Said today?
Get off your
she's
ass.
On, I, she's the one that contacts me all the time on Instagram.
I'm constantly on socials writing people. I'm constantly emailing people. But I have to say this.
You're sitting on the toilet when you do that. Who cares?
So? Doesn't matter where I do
Wait
it.
Wait a minute. I have to bear down for a second. I'll be right back to you.
I don't stop when I'm bearing down. I'm 24/7, baby.
24/7. Taking care of business.
Now I lost my train of thought.
No, really?
Oh, do you know what he tried to make me do today, Kristen? He tried to, he goes, I need an assistant. You need to be my assistant.
She then I found out she didn't qualify, so it was a mistake on my part.
Yeah, I'm not nearly, I'm a DJ.
Well.
I'm just saying I have no skill sets.
Good morning, man.
I just mean like, if you want me to
talking like this. What's the temperature today? Remember when disc jockeys used to talk this? Are you too young to remember that?
I mean, I experienced it, and there were men that still held on to that voice.
You know, the number one place in America that did that? KHJ, Los Angeles. That's where it all started. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
New York, it started at KHJ, and then it kind of went to New York within about 1 week, and that disc jockey voice thing back in the 50s or 60s or whenever the hell that was. I think 50s is when they started with the disc jockey voice, didn't they?
It's going to be a beautiful day today, man.
Who do you talk like that at home? Who are you, Yogi Bear?
I wouldn't want to keep that up because your vocal cords are going to get fried.
So you guys might be too young to remember all those disc jockey voices like that.
Well, people still held on to them a little when I started.
Did they really?
Yeah, and it was. I think it's a hard habit to break. but yeah.
Well, it's a style because even in entertainment reporting, like on camera, if you watch Entertainment Tonight, they have their own style where they like kind of yell at the camera. And then today, George Clooney did it. And everybody copied it for a while. It's kind of gone by the wayside. But Entertainment Tonight still does it. And you hear it. And I'm like, they must be, when they're doing their VO in the booth, their voiceover, it must be just so annoying to be yelling into a microphone like that.
Well, anytime a radio person asks, like, how do I get in a voiceover? I'm like, number one rule, don't tell agents you're in radio.
You got that right.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, it'll always be a strike against you. They do not want radio people at all, ever.
Why is that? Do you know?
Hey, they think they get a little too yelly sometimes, and they have bad habits on microphones, and they just feel like they're cheesy, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So why do they still do it? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know.
Almost everybody I've ever worked with is way too loud a talker on the microphone. Almost everybody. They all talk like this. They get right up on top of the microphone like that, which distorts the piss out of their voice. Why do people do that?
I get so excitable.
Do you? Oh, is that
what
it is?
That's it. I don't mean to. All of a sudden, it's something that I like about my personality, and it's something that I hate about my personality. Everything goes out the window when I'm laughing with you guys or getting excitable. All of a sudden, I get messages that are like, Brittany, you need to take a foot back from the microphone and calm down.
Honest to God, this is a... So, Brittany, how was your day today? Well, so far...
I can't help it. Yeah. I get so excited and
lean
in.
Well, just sit back where you were.
I know, I'm working on it.
Now you can talk as loud as you want.
I'm working on it.
I'm just giving you a suggestion. You brought it up.
Right there, get my length. I know.
Okay, let me just... Because you did that nice shirt.
Thanks, bro.
I just thought I'd go after her a little bit.
No, I know what I'm supposed to do. I get so excitable, which
well,
I
that's
love.
Good, though.
I
that's
love that
thing.
About me. I also hate that. But when we listen back to clips or we watch video of me, I'm like in the mic screaming, arms up, because I just have so much fun, I forget completely.
Well, stop having fun, damn it.
Trust me, you're allowing that space.
Get away from the fun. That's all I'm telling you.
That's not going to be hard. If
back
we keep
off, up. Sister.
That, why don't I be your assistant, and then we'll make sure that I'll never be excitable again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Get off your ass. What do you think of that? That's my first directive.
I don't know how.
You don't know how to get
can't
off
wait
your
for the
ass.
HR filings.
Thank you.
You know what's great about that whole deal is the first job I ever had at KDAN 1370 Radio in St. Why don't you pay your light bill, for Christ's sake? I'm just looking up at you. What happened?
It went out.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a light for your...
Oh, there you go.
Holy God, that thing got very
bright. It's dead. It needs to be charged. It was a long week.
Well, wait a minute. Why is it so flashy?
Because it needs to be charged.
Yeah.
Oh, it flashes this when it needs to be charged?
Kristen, yeah. After dark.
Kristen,
I know.
After
this is kind of like mood.
I like it. I'm not
no,
bad.
Your hair looks filthy.
You look moody for a Friday.
Yeah. It's actually an SOS distress signal.
Probably. I don't want to be in the show anymore.
Help me.
Get me off the show right now. That's flashing up a big storm. So it flashes like that when it needs to be charged.
It's dead is what it is.
But it was flashing.
I know, but that's because I'm turning it on and off.
That's what it happened.
It's dying.
Yeah, it's dying.
So why is it so bright if it's dying?
It's like
she's flashing it right into the camera. Yeah. If you turn that thing around, it would be.
You're a disaster.
I won't kill you guys.
Yeah. I kind of like smoky-eyed Kristen, though. This is actually,
it's
a good look.
Kristen,
I like this.
Tell us things like they're a secret, though.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to whisper into the microphone.
Oh.
What's up, Red Shoe Diaries? Here we go.
All right.
Maybe like Delilah.
I love it.
Oh, God, I remember. Wasn't she on CCO-FM or something?
Oh, man. Yes.
Delilah, I think.
Yes, Delilah.
I remember her.
Oh, those phone, the emails she would read all the time. That was the most depressing radio ever. Dear Delilah, I've been living in my car with my 17 children.
Right.
I have no job. All six of my husbands have left. I only have one arm and no foot. Please help. Like, what?
There you go. No problem.
Anyways. It was a car accident or something, too.
Yes.
Like, sad.
Yeah.
Where is she now?
Situation.
I believe she's still on the air.
Oh, is she?
I think she still does a syndicated.
Here in LA.
Yeah. I still think she does a syndicated show.
It's not in this market anymore, though.
No. Gosh, no. Everybody got sad.
We have it in LA, though. We like sad.
Couldn't handle it anymore. That's why I bet there's tape out there like Casey Kasem. Remember when he lost his mind about the doing a goddamn dog request and dedication?
Yep.
I hope there's video or audio of Delilah just losing her mind where she was like, we can't be talking about people living out of their car, wanting to bury a dead relative, and then you guys put me into Hall & Oates. God damn it, get Bob on the phone. There's got to be audio out there somewhere.
How old is Delilah, too?
Yeah, she doesn't look that old.
Oh, really?
No, she's not.
I'm working on it. But I'm on her website, which of course is her photos. So who knows? Those are probably edited to the gods. But yeah, she looks good.
She's doing it again. Did you notice that? We already talked about it.
You know something?
I'm reading. Yeah.
But you shouldn't cover your own mouth when you're reading.
Oh my God. It's
first
like
room.
Everything with Britney today.
I love picking on Britney more than anything
Kristen,
in the world. I've been doing it now for about 25 years.
Trade me.
Trade me. Get me a job in L.A., Kristen.
Come to my closet, Britt.
I'd love to sit.
Oh,
my God, a
closet
with cats and clothes? Done.
It really is kind of it's like a sanctuary in here.
Yes. I suppose it is, yeah.
Hey, speaking of L.A. radio, do you guys know Wendy Walsh at all? Dr. Wendy Walsh?
I do know Dr. Wendy Walsh. She is on KFI here in Los Angeles.
Man, she is probably one of the smartest people on radio today right now. Tom, you would love Wendy Walsh.
What does she do?
She's a relationship and sex expert and has so much great advice, great in social media, great Instagram. Just the callers are, for whatever reason, like she is just, man, magnetic.
She nails it.
Yes, she's so good. You know what? I bet we could probably get her on the show. I guarantee we could, yeah.
It works for me.
Yeah. She's the anti-Dr. Laura. Let's put it that way.
I want to keep the theme pretty steady today, though. Let's get her on the air and have her replace Britney for that whole day. What do you say?
Oh, no. I get to go home? Oh, no. I would hate
that
to go home early.
That would be terrible.
Actually, you wouldn't have to wake up early because you'd just be at home.
Yes. I love all this.
Look at that, man. No, that'd be good. I like, so she gives, Does she give, like, expert advice, or what does she do?
Yeah, because she's originally from Canada. I'm looking her up right now. So she's a Canadian author, and then, ooh, Time Magazine Person of the Year 2017.
Oh. Get it, girl.
How did I not know that? America's relationship expert. She gives great advice. Yeah.
Yeah, love she's to have her divorced, on. And then I think
I love
she's
that. I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. Because people who give great advice are all divorced. How is that possible?
Well, she's been through it.
Well, maybe that's what
it's
it is.
Tough
okay.
Married
all right.
Men.
Oh, God. Okay, Catherine. Once you settle down there, sister.
Kristen, preach.
It's so true.
Oh, God. Let's just go home, Rudy. Head out.
You guys aren't easy.
Oh, yeah. Women are, though. Oh, yeah.
We are simple.
You're simple, all right, sister.
Just do what we say. That's all you need to answer, yes.
Have you ever been around Catherine and me? Yes, dear, is basically the only thing I ever say.
See, and look at your long, successful marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's only, like, we've only been together, like, 42 years. Not that long.
I haven't done anything for 42 years. There's nothing I've done.
Pretty tough to do when you're only 36, isn't it?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Very
like,
difficult.
Isn't that impressive? Your marriage.
Yeah. No, I mean, and again, it's because she's, I know, it's very even keel. Is that what you're saying?
She is, yes. You need her.
And I do realize that once in a while I'll come home and I go, roar, because of the day I've had.
Yeah, I know.
I do. I understand
it's
that.
So funny, when talking to both of you, if I've talked to both of you in a day, the difference between you.
Oh, it's huge.
She's just nothing. She's not very flappable.
She's not.
Chill. And you'll just be, even when I come, if I come to your guys' house, it's like, Are we in the same dimension? Because you're rah, 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 rah. And she's like.
Do I do that with my hand? Rah, rah, rah.
And she's like, Brittany, you want something to drink? You know, she's just not affected by any of your nonsense.
No, she's not. No. She doesn't get affected at all. But she does use it to her own benefit, too.
Who doesn't?
Well, maybe that's probably true. But because if anybody ever bothers her,
yeah,
she goes, that's my husband right there. Like, I'm going to go kill them or something.
I would hate. She probably has to be very careful that when she complains to you.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you
99%
of things that bug her, she doesn't even tell you.
You know, let me ask you that question, because I was thinking about this last night with the political climate we have in America right now. It's way left or way right, and we're all stuck in the middle of all that stuff and all the rest of it. Let me ask all three of you this question, and all our listeners, too, obviously, if they want to comment on it. Isn't there something in your head that no matter how much I dislike you, I won't try to ruin your life because you have a husband, a wife, children, grand. I would never do what those people do because you're not only harming that person, you're harming their whole family. Why would you want to do that? I really don't understand. Like this cancel culture thing. You know how many innocent people were hurt by that? Why would you do that? Right?
Well, you just have a lot of keyboard warriors now with social media. It empowers people oftentimes in a negative way, like the doxing and things like that. It's not great.
Well, I will tell you this, and I've made the decision someday, and it will happen, that I'm going to get rid of Brittany and hire her daughter. It's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, you heard her giggle.
She's ready.
She put me in such a good mood. Brittany put me in a great mood. See, I'm not joking now. She played me a video of she and her daughter, and it was a little jack-in-the-box type of deal.
It was so cute.
And when that thing pops up, she laughs her ass off. It's just wonderful.
We were dying. And
it's
she was just
great.
Like that belly laugh, and then she'd look at my husband, she'd look at Justin and look back at me and just go, it was, she's won.
Can you play the audio?
Yeah, it was just
so, it's so sweet.
I mean, I know we're the worst because we're sharing videos, but.
Nope, that's life. That's the best part of life right there.
You ready?
Baby voice.
She just kept cracking up, and anytime I'd put it near her face, it was just like a. And she would look at Justin like, "Do you see this? This is hilarious."
How old is she?
When they lose that baby voice, that always makes me sad.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, she's just a little over a year.
See, look at that. I mean.
Yeah.
How you can sit in life and go, everything sucks and everything's horrible. Listen to a little baby laugh and shut the hell up.
Oh, my God. I've watched it. I don't even know how many times today. I watched
it's
it 400
phenomenal.
Times last night. And Justin was like, you need to go to bed. You know, we're both trying to sleep. Oh, that laugh. And it's the first time she's really gotten that belly laugh where she can't stop.
Yep.
And then she kept looking around at all of us like, Had you see this shit? This bunny just came out of here. Like, yeah. She just kept laughing about it.
It's not a scary clown anymore.
No. It's like a little butt. Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll have to next level it. She is one of those kiddos that, like, a little bit of fear she likes. A little bit of jump scare, and then it'll get her going.
A little bit on the edge.
Do you mind just one more time playing that? Just one. Because I love that. I'm telling you, I just went through it with Ethan, my grandson, who's now a year and a half. And he, same age. What?
She does this like scream at the end. So good.
See, that is life right there.
Oh, it's so good.
It's not the left. It's not the right. It's not politics. It's not money. It's a little baby laughing, for Christ's sake.
Enjoy it for as much as you can now.
Oh, yeah.
Because yesterday I had to take my daughter to go get her passport. And when I walked out of my bedroom and I had on a pair of pants that are rolled on the bottom. And she goes, "Is that what you're wearing?" I said, there "Yeah, it is." She goes, "Why?" I said, "I don't know, because I like a breezy ankle." And she went, "Ew."
Ew.
Trust me, we both have been shamed by your daughter, and I totally feel the sting still. Kinley That's runs amazing. Us all. She, with the right look, she would have me change outfits 45 times. She's far cooler than us. Listen to her advice.
I love that stuff. See, now that just cheered me up for the rest. Just that alone would make me not hate everyone.
Isn't it? I mean, I hate how much I just want to watch it constantly. And then it always bums me out because we put her down for a nap right when I get home. And I'm always like, "Don't you want to stay up a little?" And she's like exhausted, kind of like falling around like a drunk baby. And I'm like, "Oh, fine. You can take a nap."
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app. And anytime on demand, wherever you get your podcasts.